So the point of singularity represents the infinite density of non-matter before the Big Bang. If it represents the infinite density of non-matter, then it makes sense. The density is unimaginable. That density in which the blueprint lies, that density was the part of the energy in non-time, non-space and non-dimension, which was in that state at the time that it blew. And it had the infinite record by way of non-matter. That's what I call the blueprint within it. Along the way of a black hole are the infinite states of mass and therefore gravity. But the densest of them is in the point of singularity. And that's infinite. And it's infinite because it happened in non-time, non-space and non-dimension. So that's why nothing can get out of a black hole. It goes back to the infinite density of non-matter. And that's why those equations that I have mentioned a number of times, because they are so important, I believe that they do, the answer is in both quantum gravity and in the Einstein's theory of relativity. The answer in both is correct, because they do equal infinity. Why? Because the energy goes back, when it goes back into that black hole, when it's sucked into, it goes through infinite states of gravity and mass as it's pulled in, and then goes to the very densest part, that is the point of singularity, in which lies infinite density of non-matter. When I said that it goes back home, but not in the same way, if you can just imagine a circle where in its primitive, if you can call it that, in a primitive state of infinite evolution, it was lighter than light. When that circle goes back, because it has acquired over infinite evolution, it has acquired density, the white then goes back into the lightness, that state of energy that was dark but was lighter than white. It's gone back in with all the evolution that is in it. It's gone back to it. And I believe the evolution, that infinite evolution, is still going on. And that is why when having accumulated all that infinite information, and it has now gone back home to the state of energy when it was lighter than white, that is why I believe that energy can travel, has always been able to travel, lighter than the speed of light, faster than the speed of light. It wasn't white was the ultimate that it could reach. It was the circumstances that I've described in previous recordings. It was the circumstance of the tension that grew at that particular time between the density, the densest part of it, of non-matter, and all the infinite states it had evolved into. That tension between them was not sustainable, and it blew. It's not that white was the ultimate. It's that the overall circumstances caused the blow, caused the Big Bang. And that's why it makes sense to me that energy can travel faster than speed.